It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback today and fresh off the courtroom. I didn't even get close to the courtroom.
I'm sorry.
Not a gavel in sight.
But it's exciting when you get there. You're like, what's going on?
Not so exciting.
Yeah, it was fun for me.
But certainly an exciting incident took place in this courtroom drama to the year
1970.
And a little greatness from Tom T. Hall. If you do not know Tom T. Hall in his extensive, varied, mercurial song catalog, do yourself a favor and do a deep dive. And let's spend with Tom T. a week in a country jail.
The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful. But she brought that hot bologna every day.
The story, and song, and songwriting of one Tom T. Hall. A number one for him in 1970 with that song, A Week in a Country Jail. Now, Tom T. Did not move to Nashville to make records or be a singer. He went there to write songs, and he did so quite well. Harper Valley PTA, by the way, was him. But moving there in January of 64, he was writing more songs than were even being recorded, so he decided to then finally just record them himself. Now, the origin of this particular song, A Week in a Country Jail, came from his Tennessee neighbor, who was also pretty famous on the singing and songwriting front, one Stonewall Jackson. And Stonewall said to Tom T., you imagine those front porch conversations, holy cow. Said, I want you to write a prison song for me. Stonewall was coming up with a concept album. But when Tom tried to write one, he actually said to his wife, Miss Dixie, I've never been to prison, only to jail. So she said, well, write one about being in jail. Brilliant. Tom T. gave the idea some thought, but he really didn't lay claim to knowing much about that either. He did remember a time when he was jailed, though. So part of this is a true story, a minor charge in a small town in Kentucky. In real life, the judge had been called away to attend the funeral of his grandmother. And Tom T., because the judge was in no hurry to get back to his courtroom, spent nearly a week there waiting for it to get back. All the cases were shelved until the judge got back to town. So he just sat there. And although the part of the song we'll get to about, and you heard the little clip there, about the jailer's wife, that was humorous, it didn't actually happen. That was part was thrown in to make it more entertaining and to make the song just a little longer, which it comes in still at only 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, quick and dirty.
After it became a number one hit, Tom T. decided to keep going with this autobiographical approach, and that kind of set up the rest of his songwriting career and recording career, too. And he was dubbed, quote, the storyteller henceforth. Go take a look, take a listen to some of Tom T.'s stuff. Inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. We lost him in 2021. Let's spend a week in a country jail. It's the Flashback.